You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Friday's Racing Game. I'm Frida Liu. I'm here with Sharmini Hansen, life coach and founder of Cafe One. And she'll be sharing some lessons in self-empowerment with us. And today we're talking about the creative process. Now, what is this creative process and how did you apply this in the development of your cafe?
I think as entrepreneurs, I've always wanted to create something quite easily. If anything that's too hard, I think it's not really, I know people believe it's worth doing, but for me, to create something, it's got to be easy. And knowing what I know as a life coach and knowing how your mind can play such a powerful role in the creative process, is to use that. So the three steps, you know, thoughts, words, action. So you have to start thinking about what you want. It was end of 2009, New Year coming on. I was thinking, okay, what are you going to do different this year, Sharmini? You know,
and every year you ask yourself this question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I sought for difference. You know, that means a lot of people out there listening, you jump from jobs or you choose different things to do. It's not because you're not committed or you're not focused. It's because there's certain types of personality like me. I need to find different motivation and inspiration doing different things. So I wanted to stick to coaching, but I knew I had this need. So I always needed to do something different within the world of coaching. So I was going like, I was watching a lot of AFC, you know, Asian Food Channel and Restaurant Makeover and Jamie Oliver's 15. I go like, and food's my next passion to coaching. I go like, okay, time to start this cafe or restaurant because I came from F&B before. So visualizing what I wanted. You know, what would this cafe be like? And I didn't want to stray away from coaching. So the essence of the cafe has to be around coaching. And it's got to be somewhere close to my home because I know it takes a lot of time, so I've got to commute. So those are my criteria. And I started to visualize what I wanted. So I came up with the term community cafe.
Community cafe.
So right. The cafe was about enriching and empowering the community. The team members were made out of members of the community that needed the opportunity to develop themselves. So they could be single mothers who are unemployed, or women who have not worked before, dropouts from school, and giving them a skill set. And that was in F&B. And the outcome was to run a cafe successfully on their own. So I did. I put those thoughts out, you know, and then clarified them. I communicated them to many people. And I took action because I took action in form of I got nudges of inspiration, where to go. And I happened to be at an event at Menara Central because I was thinking where to go, where to have this cafe. I thought Brickfields or Ampang, you know, where I could. I knew the community there could use something, a project like this. And then when I went to Menara Center, there were a lot of many empty shop lots there. And I was going like, wow, this is quite perfect, you know, in an area that I could make a difference. And then I met my ex-client from my restaurant days in the event. You know, she was there up there with all the Tan Sris, and I was like, what's she doing here, you know? The first chance I got, I went up to her and I asked her that, what are you doing here? She says, I own the building. I was like, wow. And I know she's a foodie like me, you know. And I go like, elevator pitch, you know, 2 minutes. I told exactly what my community kitchen cafe was all about and my dreams and my aspirations and stuff like that. And then she turned around and they were renovating at the corner. And she says, I'm renovating my cafe right now. She says, come to me and talk to me in a couple of days. Okay. And I did, you know. I did talk to her. I explain in detail what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. And she asked me when I was ready to start it. And I said, I'm ready right now. She says, I'd like to hear it. And she handed it all over to me. And that was November 6th in 2009. November 16th, I started my team. And by November 23rd, we opened the cafe.
All right. Okay. When you look at Menara Central, is a new building?
No, it's not. It's been there for forever.
Okay.
It's just that when she took over, I didn't realize it, but I had noticed it from a distance. They started to change the look of it, you know,
right.
That, you know,
refurbishing
it, upgrading it, and with the new Duke Highway, I used to pass it all the time. And I go like, I started to have an awareness of this building. So when I had an opportunity to go there, I go like, okay, just go. And, you know, it was an event I wanted to be at. And the universe, you know, I believe in the universe, brought an opportunity together, you know.
Okay, so there's obviously law of attraction at work.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is the other thing. That's me being logical. Right, Munara Santol. We're going to get customers coming here. That's the first question I'm going to look at. Is look, you know, is location, location, location. Did that thought ever cross your mind?
Of course.
Right.
But then it's a building. It's an office building. And we have offices with staff, with people working there. So that that was one capture crowd, you know, customers. And the rest, you know, I totally have faith that, you know, we will create and we will attract and we will draw people in, you know. Of course, I chose a very challenging stand. However, you know, if you want to prove a point, you know, you don't pick something easy.
Mm.
You know, there are a lot of people there. Does it work? Can it work? So my goal was to make it work, you know, to use whatever I know to the best of my abilities and to create something from out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you, obviously, you had money saved up for this? Did you worry about money and all that?
No. I'm a small-time entrepreneur, you know. I started out everything from scratch. And having this goal, I know I needed money, I needed capital. And I, once I found the opportunity, I know I would create partners, I would create the resources.
Hmm.
So I wasn't...
It's very interesting. I would create partners, I would create resources, and that's the creative process.
Exactly. I don't fix on the how, I know the what. I'm very clear on the what, at the end result, what it's going to be like, and how it's going to feel. And the how, I know the mind is such a working genius. You see, the mind always chooses, works on the principle of least effort. It always finds you the quickest and fastest way to reach your goal.
Mm.
Now, if you stay quiet enough and you're still enough and you listen to your thoughts and your inspiration and your ideas that come to you and you take action on it, it would lead you to these resources. Like it led me to Munara Santol, met an ex-client and she was already doing some work there. So now it's about collaborative and building a partnership that's a win-win for her and me. For her, definitely a win. Somebody take over everything, manage it, you know, start it up. And for me, she came up with the finances and supported the whole setup. It was already there. All the chairs, tables, everything was already there. I just came so easily, you know. It's so effort. It was like, I can't believe it. Even when I believe it, when it happens, I still can't believe it, you know, that it could be so effortless. And that's what I mean, that if you really work with the principles of your mind and the laws that already exist, things can work out well and good and on an easy path. It's just that sometimes we limit ourselves and we go like, oh, we overthink things, you know, and then we put so many doubts in our path. And we have no energy to move forward.
Mm.
We're paralyzed by the daunting aspect of how it might go wrong or if it fails or, you know, what if I fall flat on my face? Of course, that all came into my head. But that's the spirit of adventure you've seen.
Right.
You know, the spirit of adventure and the spirit of discovery is like, go forth yonder, you know, and then face whatever challenges. And that will make you stronger and wiser. As a result, you see.
You also mentioned, you said, being still and listening to your thoughts. A lot of people don't do that as well.
Yep.
Okay.
Because we have too many things crowding our heads, too much clutter. You need to declutter. Like, you need to declutter your wardrobe, you need to declutter your mind. And you need to have some space for new things to come in.
You know, you've just given a different perspective on the creative process. Like, you know, people always think creative process, oh, I'm in the arts. You know, that whole aspect. But it doesn't have to be. It's creation.
It's a creation, yes.
Right, okay. Now, with the business plan, that was... Obviously, you had a business plan.
Yeah. As I went into it and we built the partnership, I started to create one, yeah, and... collaborate with her strengths, because my partner's strength is business. You know, she's a business woman, you know, money is a game, and my strength is this. So we worked quite well initially as we got on.
Okay, you thought, okay, even as you believe it, but you didn't believe it at the same time. So what do you do when doubts creep in?
I think the clarity of what you want is very important. You know, how much do I want this? Am I willing to work? And I did work 14 hours a day, you know, and I was totally committed to starting it up. I already made a decision. If I was going to start a project like this, I could no longer be a coach observing, because that's what I do as a coach. I'm most of the time observing. I think I kind of got a little bored with just observing. I think it's time to play with my team. And I wanted a team. And I was coaching so many teams, and every time I work with individuals, they say, oh, you can't do this in this team, that's impossible. And I knew that nothing is impossible. So if I had to demonstrate and lead by example, then I would. And I had to take a risk, and I had to take a chance to make it work. So all that and the benefits and the learning from all that was worth overcoming the doubts. You know, letting go of the fear, letting go of the worry, and letting go of all the exhaustion, you know, the exhaustive process of actually making it happen. And that kept me going. And then when I got my team got me going. Because I realized there is such an amazing group of individuals. And for them, they really wanted it so much. And I know for people to feel and believe that they can do it, they need someone to get committed to them. And I decided I would be that person. I would get committed to them, and I would get committed to the process that they were going through, the change that they wanted. And it was up to me, period. You know, nothing's going to distract me.
Right. So this restaurant now is about, what, 7-8 months?
Yes.
7-8 months, right. Were there times when cash flow was an issue?
Of course.
And you know, so what did you do in this situation? Did you say, oh my goodness, what did I just do?
Oh, yes. I think I must be honest. I didn't know I was getting myself into.
Okay.
Or maybe I did. However, I know I will be able to seek the support I need. Tight through the times, I have an amazing partner. Yeah, she was very patient. She is very patient through the process. And I would, you know, that just builds character, I think. Builds you up, you know, and that's your faith and your commitment. Then you start to be creative, and you find creative ways of how to build relationship.
Right.
You know, and because sales is all about building relationship. So how do I get people connected to the cafe and get that connection quick and strong, you know, and then I can then roll in the support that the cafe needs. So that all started a different creative process. Then you create marketing strategies, you know, and that's another of my strengths. Yeah, so
All right. It's
just knowing I can do it. I think,
I'm speaking to life coach Sharmini Henson and founder of Cafe One, and we'll continue our discussion about the creative process in just a moment in Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9. We're talking about the creative process in Raise Your Game now here with Sharmini Henson, life coach and founder of Cafe One. You know, when you talk about this whole process and creative process, it's about creation. Now, for people who relate better to logic, or people who overthink now that we've talked about it, how do you explain this concept of what has happened to them and get their buy-in to let go, basically?
Know that there's so many possibilities. I think you can either choose to come from a mindset of abundance or mindset that's scarce and comes from limitation. Yeah, and a person who's creative and really who has dreams and goals, you got to learn to shift your mindset to one of abundance and possibilities, and also believe in yourself, you know, that you will have what you need when you need it. It could be the courage. It could be the talent you need. It could be the resource, the money that you need. Have faith that you will have that.
You will have what you need
when you need it.
When you need it, right?
Yeah.
And of course, you look for it.
Yeah, of course you look for it
too.
And because when you need something, you got to commit. Thoughts got to be then moved into words. And then it's got to move into action. What I'm just saying is that a lot of us are just focused on action, action, action. You know? I mean, just moving, motion, doing things, and never going back to what is it I want. Let me put it down in words. Let me communicate it to my team. Let me communicate it to my partners. Let me communicate to the resources, to my network, what I need, you know, and at that moment. And then that's the action you take. And then when people come back and say, oh, I've got that, or I can do that, I can help you with that, then you go, you jump on that opportunity.
It's a very simple thing, like, you know, how you saw your friend and you could have kept quiet about it, or you could have talked about it.
For me, it was like, oh, gotta take this opportunity, gotta pitch, and gotta pitch good, because I have not seen her since that meeting for a few years now. You know, she doesn't really know what I've been doing. But then you see, it's all about relationship. I had built a relationship with her afternoons after afternoons, having a cup of coffee and sharing cakes with her, with no agenda, just being with a client, you know. So you never know which relationship will support you to the next level. So always keep your relationships the best you can, and bring your best game when you meet someone. You know, whoever it is.
And I think it's just also simple things, like when you meet someone, no agenda.
No agenda. That's true. Yes. Because people can smell it. They can smell it, you know. They can smell what you want. And if you have an agenda, I tell it. I express myself. When I meet someone and I said, you know, I've got to be honest here. This is what I see. This is what I want. Be honest. Because that's the only way they know whether they can help you or not.
Right.
You know, don't beat
around the bush.
Don't beat around the bush, and, you know, be sly, and then people know there's, you know, something fishy, and they turn off.
Right.
But if you be honest and you communicate what you want, most likely they'll say, yes, I can do it. No, I can't do it.
You know, over the years as a life coach, of course, you've also met clients. And do people sometimes say, you know, different personalities, I'll leave the creative process to others. I prefer to stick to the numbers and facts.
I think that's a wise game. I think you always work with your strengths, you know. The creative process actually comes from the NLP model, the creative model.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Disney model. So you have the creator, the reality check, and the tester.
He's all three.
You know. Or you can find different people to do different parts of it. So you become the dreamer. I am the dreamer.
Mm.
I need somebody to give me a reality check, and my partner is a reality checklist. And you got to test it. You got to just... put it to test.
Right.
So I love testing. The reality one is the one that I lack, you know.
But you see, you recognize that.
Yes.
And you look for someone who can do that for you.
Exactly. So all my partnerships, all my collab, and I do so many different pockets of work with different groups of people. I work with children, I work with women, and I've got my own personal coaching with my clients. And I build a lot of partnerships, and those partnerships add on to me.
Right. And I guess also, if you apply this in the organizations, then some certain CEOs don't realize, like, where they lack, and they can't be everything to everyone.
No, you can't.
Right.
Just focus on your strength, you know, and let everyone and the other party focus on their strength. And then you'll have a pretty good collaboration there, you know.
But everyone does have that creative process within them. I mean, to create things.
We are creators.
Right.
We are natural creators.
Now, what will people lose out if they don't embrace this inbuilt creative, you know, process?
You are creating anyway, and you are attracting anyway. So you look at what you have in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are your feedback.
Okay.
You know?
Whatever's happened to you.
Yes. Yeah, if your business gone wrong, or your deal's not going through, you have your team challenges in your team, yeah, and then you bring it back to course, you know. And this is something you have to implicitly get, that if you take responsibility for what you're creating, then you have the power to change it. But if you leave it to other people and say it's their fault, you know, they're to blame, they didn't do their part, then surely you become powerless. And you, as an entrepreneur and as a leader, you never want to be powerless. You want to be powerful so that you can continue to empower. So I choose to believe that I cause all the effects in my life. If it's something is not going right, then I go like, okay, what am I thinking? What am I believing that's showing up this way and creating this event or this drama or this breakdown? And then I go like, okay, oh, that comes from that pattern. I see that pattern from my past. You know, that's a limiting belief I have. So I'm going to now reframe in my head. I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to choose a new thought right now. Okay, if I'm constantly having partnerships that break down and people don't, that this distrusting, or there's a trust issue, you know, they don't pay up, they say something and then they don't show up as what right. they say. Then I go like, okay, that's trust there. It keeps coming up. So why is it I don't trust him? What is it about me that I'm not trusting?
Mm.
Yeah, always bring it back to cause. Always bring it back to self. And then you go like, for me, it's about just, I trust implicitly. I go into partnerships. People say it's very dangerous or, you know, kind of stupid. But I know who I am and I know what I am. So when I go and meet a client or when I go into a discussion with an organization, I trust that they are the best to work with at this moment.
Hmm.
Because I trust my clarity. I trust my vision. I trust what I want. I know that so well. So I go and I'm open to the possibility to work with everyone.
Right.
And sometimes down the road, maybe it doesn't work the way I want it to work. But I should then trust myself that I will be smart enough to step out of it and say, it's been nice working with you, you know, and move on. Because the trust is here. It's not out there. People don't have to do things to show up to have me trust them. Mm. I trust me. And I know when to be in and when to be out. And I think that's liberating.
Mm.
So that I don't go into any discussion and meeting people and suspecting or being suspicious, you know. I'm very open. I'm open the way I am to when you see me in a coffee shop and when you see me at a checkout counter, I'm this way, you know. And I like that.
Right.
I like that openness. And it attracts openness as well.
Well, in the next few weeks, we'll be talking to some of the people that you're working with and how they've also inspired you. And any last words around today's topic?
I think understand that your mind is working on a certain basic principles. And then when you work in alignment with how you're naturally operating, things get easy. And for me, it's fundamental, I think, when you start a business, when you work at something, you must take care of yourself.
Hmm.
If you're stressed out and you're tired, it not only affects you, your body, your health, it affects other relationships, especially your personal relationships. I know, I'm divorced right now, and I know that will never happen again, you know. My state of mind is so important. Mm. So choose and learn tools and concepts that make it easy for you to achieve what you want. Because there's always an easier way.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be the hardest way, you know?
Right. I've been speaking to Sharmini Henson, life coach and founder of Cafe One.
BFM 89.9, the business station.